With the outbreak of war in 1939, there appeared to be a relaxing of attitudes towards homosexuality and transvestism. The influx of foreign troops and a live-for-the-moment attitude expressed by many exposed the British to different and more liberal sexual attitudes during the war. Servicemen living in close proximity to each other were made aware that servicemen that were attracted to other men were not suffering from a deadly disease, nor were they cowards or effeminates. However, in the post-war years, Britain was in a moral clampdown, marking the drive for the nation to return to pre-war values with a growing emphasis on domesticity, traditional family life and social order, with which it was believed that homosexual men were at odds. The criminal justice system was at the forefront of the post-war offensive against homosexuality. Police targeted public cruising spots, often using entrapment to catch people in the act. A sharp spike in the number of prosecutions for sodomy, gross indecency and indecent assault from 719 in 1938 to 2,504 in 1955 attest to the zeal with which the police took their task. Meanwhile, the media were once again fueling public perception of the predatory and evil homosexual.